What kind of day is it? It's a White Claw day. Light and refreshing tasting. Uniquely cold wave filtered. There's an iconic flavor for everyone. Come on, grab a pack. White Claw. Grab life by the claw. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavor. White Claw seltzer works Chicago, Illinois.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
You are listening to the Overreaction Bills podcast on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast, rate, and leave a review if you enjoy it. And now, here's your host, the voice of the Overreaction Bills podcast, Joe Miller.
What is going on, everybody? This is Joe Miller, the voice of the Overreaction Sports Podcast, a Buffalo sports-based podcast that if you are not currently subscribed to my RSS feed on whatever platform you listen to podcasts, you're missing out on some exclusive content brought to you just by me. So if you have not yet subscribed, please do so. Go to whatever browser you're listening to your podcast on, type in Overreaction Sports. When I come up, click subscribe. You'll be assured to get every episode, every bonus pod, every special thing that I do. You won't miss a moment. Thanks again for listening. Do me a favor. If you've got time, rate, review, share it with a friend. As always, I appreciate you guys listening. And go Bills. Going on. What is going on, Bills Mafia? If you are up in here, then you are feeling the flow. The boho mojo has you rocking and rolling. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome into the Overreaction Sports Podcast, brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. I am your host, the voice of the Overreaction Sports Podcast. Joe Miller is my name. And you can find me on Twitter at Joe Miller Wired. And whether this podcast finds you around a cup of coffee on the way to work this morning or this afternoon on Victory Monday or Victory Tuesday or Victory Wednesday, I just love saying that, or Victory Thursday in preparation for the playoffs against the Colts, or this podcast finds you at the gym with your AirPods in, let me just say welcome. Welcome into a 13-3 edition of the Overreaction Sports Podcast featuring the Buffalo Bills. You know the team that I'm talking about, the Buffalo Bills from Western New York. You know, the area, the region of the country that can't support an NFL franchise, otherwise known as Siberia. The place where NFL players go to die. No head coach wants to coach for an organization that basically just muddles along and nobody even cares about and nobody cares to watch. The Buffalo Bills, otherwise known as the Dream Crushers, the Reality Checkers, the Day Wreckers, the Negative Nancys, the Party Poopers, the Ultimate Cancelers, as the Buffalo Bills went out on Sunday afternoon and canceled the Miami Dolphins' dreams of going to the 2021 playoffs for the 2020 season. Are those the Buffalo Bills we're talking about? Yes, indeed, we are. I'm sitting here tonight sipping a nightcap out of my Buffalo Bills tumbler. I did not wear my boho jersey, my hashtag boho mojo jersey. I gave it, you know, I took Dave Thorpe, our very good friend of the show from across the pond over in the UK. I took his advice and I gave the boho jersey the weekend off. It was not needed. The good news is it was not needed. I instead wore my Josh Allen hoodie, which is a cheap Chinese version of what looked to be in the picture the most awesome hoodie I ever saw in my entire life. It's a big oversized home blue jersey that's a hoodie, and in the picture from China, it looked like it had patches. Well, when I got it, it was just a 3D screen print, and my wife paid $90 for it for me for Christmas last year for basically the cheapest jersey or the cheapest hoodie you could ever imagine. But I wore this, and I wore my Zubaz pants, and it worked. So Corey Bohorquez, the jersey, got the weekend off. Meanwhile, Corey Bohorquez, the human, the player, actually got probably the most work he's had all season. But this was a game where it possibly meant nothing to the Buffalo Bills, but left Bills Mafia yearning for more. And the more that we get is in the playoffs. As of right now, we know that the Buffalo Bills are going to play the Indianapolis Colts, and it just came out that, at least at the time of this recording, that they're going to play at 1 o'clock on Saturday. I was really excited to do this podcast until that news hit me literally 30 seconds before I hit record. The NFL in its grand wisdom, the NFL in its perpetual love fest with giant market teams that don't pull ratings, the NFL that put Josh Allen in primetime football the last 4 weeks or four of the last 5 weeks of the season decided to bury the Buffalo Bills at 1 o'clock on Saturday. That's not in my notes. I'm literally just ad-libbing at this point. Color me not surprised. Color me even less surprised when the NFL finds out, as they do every freaking time that they put the Buffalo Bills on primetime, that they're going to pull the highest ratings at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Why? Because people love the Buffalo Bills, and people realize, understand, and know that when the Buffalo Bills are good, the NFL is better. I literally went inside of 30 seconds from being very excited and ready to talk to you just about all the accomplishments that this team has done to in this football game against the Miami Dolphins to being a little bit pissed off. You heard me right, a little bit pissed off. I'm going to this football game, and meanwhile, there are benefits for me as a content creator in as much that I don't have to be up until 3 o'clock in the morning on Saturday night, Sunday morning, recording a podcast, because I full well intended the Buffalo Bills to be at 8 o'clock on Saturday night or 8:20 on Sunday evening. But no. We're going to put the least important game that's going to draw the most ratings in the NFL's eyes at 1 o'clock on Saturday. I don't get it. I'm not going to stay there. I'm not going to allow the NFL and Roger Goodell to once again drag me down. I spent 20 years of my life hearing the NFL tell me that my city could not support an NFL franchise and how, like, we were the smallest market in the NFL and this team is never going to win and blah 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 and all these things. I'm not staying in this vibe. I'm just going to take a moment. Right? We've all watched Bad Boys, Goose Fraba, right? Goose Fraba. Like, I'm going to take a moment. I'm going to reset. Just give me a second to reset. I'm a little pissed. Just give me a moment. I'm going to start at the top of that paragraph. This was a game where it possibly meant nothing to the Buffalo Bills, but it left Bills Mafia yearning for more, and more we will get in the playoffs. And I don't mean just one game more. This is without a doubt right now the best team entering the playoffs, the team that everybody is afraid to play, whether they're going to tell you that or not. I don't care about run games. I don't care about defenses. Why? Well, let's start with the run games. First of all, the Buffalo Bills have shown over the last several weeks that they can stop run games. They might not do it coming out of the gate in the first quarter, but they eventually adjust and begin to maneuver enough to where they figure out what you're doing and they shut you down. More importantly, and this goes to the defense's part, you can run the football all you want if we're up on you by three possessions, which is where the Buffalo Bills find themselves all the time. But in this football game that almost didn't merit a post-game show, but here I am for you, the listener. Yet here we are to be forewarned. This show may be a long one. I'm already 9 minutes in. I'm 9 minutes in and I have a ton of content. This is a show that literally, like, there's an aspect to this program or this episode that it's like, well, the Bills came out and played a week 16 game or week 17 game, the 16th game on their schedule against the Miami Dolphins, who had to win but the Bills crushed them, and the game didn't really matter to them. Josh Allen had a good game, and by the way, they did secure the number 2 seed. They're playing at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Have a good day, folks. Like, literally, there's an aspect to, like, that's what this episode almost was, and there was very much a, like, I literally, all day on Saturday, all day on Sunday leading up to the game, and at the end of the game, I was like, well, not at the end, but, like, during the first half, I was like, do I even need to do a podcast? Like, do I need to do an episode? Like, do we need one more episode talking about a meaningless football game? The answer is yes. And not only is the answer yes, like, this is, I've got some content for you. Like, I've got some, so settle in. The content I have for you might be longer than the drive to work, might be longer than your gym work. Well, probably won't be longer than your gym workout unless you're a lush. If you're that guy or girl that goes to the gym and, like, runs on the treadmill for 15 minutes and then leaves, like, this, yeah, that's not you. Like, if you're like when I go to the gym, I'm there usually for, you know, 60 to 90 minutes. You'll be good. However, I can pretty much promise you if your drive to work is more than or less than 30 minutes or 30 minutes, around 30 minutes, you're probably going to have to hear me on the way home too, or continue it when you get into the office and get your cup of coffee, which is part of the opener. Whether this podcast finds you around a cup of coffee, on the drive to work, or at the gym with your AirPods in. A game where they put up 28 in the first half with Josh Allen playing. 28 points. Now, Josh Allen did not score all of those points, but they put up 28 points in the first half with Josh Allen. What does that tell you about this football team? If this game had mattered, you'd probably expect the final score to be 56. Right? Well, they should be able to double this effort. However, Josh Allen comes out of this football game, and they literally score another 28 points in the second half against the mighty, mighty Dolphins. I don't know if you ever heard that stupid touchdown song they have. We are the Dolphins. Like, literally, it's the same song as the Houston Miami Dolphin, like Houston Oilers. They have the same song as another team that used to exist. Like, how lame is that? Miami Dolphins number one. Not today. It's annoying. I think the same guy sang both songs. It's like, can we be a little original? I don't yet have the breakdowns for you. We'll get into that when we get into the stats. But 28 points in the first half with Josh Allen, 28 points in the second half with Matthew Barkley against the number one scoring defense in the NFL, a defense that was only allowing 20 points per game. And I saw a stat, I saw a tweet, and I forgot to screenshot it to find out who tweeted it. But it may have been the NFL. This is the first time an NFL defense that was leading the league or was the points against defense, scoring the number one scoring defense, gave up a 50-burger, I think either at all or in the last game of the season. And like the rest of us, or at least those of us that are sane and enjoy meat, hamburger, cow, beef, they served it up medium rare. The Buffalo Bills are 13-3. That's the best record this football team has had since 1991. I remember very vividly being in a podcast as Jay Spence, my bestie, and myself were going through, and we were going through the schedule, and we had a 2-week podcast where we went through the rosters, and then we did the first half of the season, then we did the second half of the season, and I literally picked the Bills to be 13-3 and couldn't believe it when I did it. It's never felt so good to be right. I'm not right very often. Just ask my wife. She's on Twitter. Find her. I'm not going to give you her. I'm not going to give you her handle. You got to do some homework. Find my wife. She's on Twitter. Literally, rarely ever right. I was right this time. Don't ask me how. It just happened. The Buffalo Bills are 6-0 for the first time ever in the AFC East. Ever. And as we already know, I've already stated, the Bills play the Colts in round one of the playoffs in Buffalo. And by securing the number two seed, if the Chiefs were to misstep, what does that mean? What do you mean, Joe? What do you mean if the Chiefs misstep? What I'm talking about, and we talked about this on the preview pod. So for those of you that only tune in on Monday, you're missing half of my week. Maybe a third, because I'm also on the Hump Day Hotline. But you're missing a lot of good content from me. If you enjoy my shows and you're not tuning into the preview pod, I don't know what to tell you besides step up your game, yo. It's 2021, and the Buffalo Bills are in the playoffs and look like the best team in the NFL. But by securing the number two seed, and this was being talked by some media heads, so much so that people were texting me going, I don't understand this. Can you explain this to me? This is the explanation. The Buffalo Bills play at home, guaranteed, round one, round two. Right? Number two seed. Round one, round two in Orchard Park. First of which games is against the Colts, 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Don't get me started. Round two, the Chiefs actually have to play their first playoff game after not exactly playing great football in the last 3-4 weeks and then taking 2 weeks off. The Chiefs will play the winner of whatever games, not the Bills, in round two. If the Chiefs were to lose that football game and the Buffalo Bills win, the number two seed means that the road to the Super Bowl goes through Orchard Park. It's called home field advantage, and that's why it was incredibly important for this football team. So much so that they played Josh Allen for an entire half, and what a half he had. What a half the young man had. Story of the football game, the Buffalo Bills got to play spoiler to their division rivals, who we all hate. For those of you that don't remember, you're going to get a lesson soon enough. I know that we have all hated Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and the New England Patriots for the last 20 years. That is not a rivalry. When the bully on the block is 3 feet taller than you, can bench 400 pounds, and constantly punches you in the face and bloodies your nose, that's not a rivalry. That's called getting your butt kicked twice a year, every single year. A rivalry is what the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins have been for a very, very long time, even inside of that 20-year period. You see, there was a time when Bills fans who were over the age of 32 years old hated the Dolphins more than we hated anybody. Because there was a war that happened between Jim Kelly and Dan Marino for a very, very long time. The true division rival for the Buffalo Bills are the Miami Dolphins. And they're going to be for a very long time, because that Dolphins team is not going, as much as the Buffalo Bills took their pointer finger, stuck it on the Dolphins' foreheads, collective foreheads, and pushed him down and said, just get back in line. The reality is that Dolphins team is not going away. They've got 2 first-round draft picks. They've got a quarterback that has some growth to do. They've got a head coach that's really, really good. Their defense is good. They're very well coached. But the Bills got to play spoiler to their division rivals, who by far and away have the most annoying fans on social media. Dolphins fans began to chirp on the Hump Day Hotline and all of the Buffalo Fanatics multicast shows on YouTube starting about 5 or 6 weeks ago. And it was incredibly annoying, calling Bills fans delusional. Between that and all the national talking heads, Tua's coming. You know what? Tua came. I didn't see much. I didn't see anything that impressed me at all. He does a very good job as a quarterback of hitting whatever receiver, running back, or wide receiver that's in his left flat. I saw that play about 18 times. That one worked. Every other ball I saw was either really overthrown, really underthrown, or frankly, was kind of like floating through the air and wasn't really necessarily anything to write home about. I didn't see him driving the football. Oh, but his accuracy, Joe. Well, we'll get into his accuracy when we talk about his stats, right? The trash talk over the last couple months has been annoying, but in the end, the Bills made, once again, a very, very loud statement that the national media heard. In the end, the Dolphins had no answer for Josh Allen. It's becoming a repeating and very common story. Robert Saleh had no answer for Josh Allen. The Denver Broncos, Vic Fangio, had no answer for Josh Allen. The Steelers had no answer for Josh Allen. The Patriots, Bill Belichick, the genius, had no answer for Josh Allen. And oh, by the way, Brian Flores, a chip off the old Bill Belichick block, who has the greatest defense the NFL may have ever seen. At least that's what it felt like people were saying. Had no answer for Joshua Patrick Allen. The trash has been taken out. The trash has officially been taken out. Like I don't know what's remaining in the house that needs to be, but the trash is at the curb. What is the trash? The trash is the 13 teams that the Buffalo Bills, or I should say, I guess it isn't 13, it's 13 minus 3. It's the 10 teams that the Buffalo Bills have basically taken to the woodshed this year. And what's even more impressive about this football game is even after Josh Allen was taken out of the game, Matt Barkley showed why he's on an NFL roster. For the first time since the Jets game, his very first game as a Buffalo Bill. In this football game, the defense played lights out against a team that was desperate for a win, not because their backs were against any walls. This wasn't, man, they're on a two-game or a three-game losing skid, and you never want to, like, you know, corner somebody or corner an animal, because if you corner them and put them in the corner, then they're going to fight their way out. No, it was more than that. They were desperate for a win because they needed this win to get into the playoffs. It meant a lot to them. More than just getting off the proverbial schneid that we see with some teams. This was literally the must win of must wins. It was basically a playoff game. And the Dolphins were eliminated early before they even showed up. And if you want context to what this means, understand something. We still talk about a Mike Mularkey football team that missed the playoffs against the second team, the backups of the Steelers, 100 years ago. And before you yab up me about, you know, but Joe Allen played, like Allen played, and like in that Steelers game, like none of their starters played. Well, first of all, that's true. Allen did play. And however, Willie Parker was like the guy that was discovered on that team and became a starter for them for a couple of years, 3-4 years, was very productive. But more than that, even with the fact that Allen did play, he did play for a half. Are you convinced at this point that Dolphins team could have beaten our backups anyway? And by backups, I mean just removing Josh Allen. If you take Josh Allen out of that football game and you insert Matt Barkley from the very beginning, that game might not end 56-26, but it probably ends 40-26. And those are the facts. The Dolphins fans are going to be talking about this football game for a very long time. Especially if they don't sniff the playoffs next year. If the Dolphins don't sniff the playoffs next year, so basically do exactly what the Buffalo Bills did in that Mike Mularkey year, and I don't remember what year it is, and I don't have time to look up the stats. I've got too much content to begin with. I told you that when we started the show. If the Dolphins miss the playoffs next year, their fans will be talking about, hey, remember that time we had to go to Buffalo and win and we were in? We had 10 wins to begin with. All we had to do was beat their backups. Allen played one half and they freaking obliterated us. They're going to be talking about this loss for a very long time. And oh, man, does it feel good. I hate the Dolphins. I've always hated the fish. Always. This was a day where Josh Allen breaks the single season yards record for the Buffalo Bills, previously held by Drew Bledsoe, the quarterback of that Mike Mularkey football team. Josh Allen made as loud of a case as you can possibly make to become the NFL MVP, which if we had to just take, if we took what the NFL is giving us now, which is a 1 o'clock Saturday playoff game. Hey, we're going to put the worst game possible, the one that nobody cares about, at 1 o'clock on Saturday. If you're going to take that as a hint to how the NFL feels about our football team in this town and what this team is doing, has done, and how they've played this year. Josh Allen made the one of the loudest cases you can possibly make to become the NFL MVP, which is quite possibly going to fall on deaf ears. Even though there was legit, and I retweeted a bunch of it, national media chatter on Twitter towards the end of the game and after it about Josh Allen being the NFL MVP. Almost, what more do you want from this kid? And I'm going to give you some stats. The only good news, and I'll be honest with you, I'm going to roll my eyes and not be surprised if it doesn't happen. The good news is there is right now legitimate league-wide chatter that McDermott will be the coach of the year. We'll see. Color me not surprised if it ends up being Brian Flores or somebody like that. In regards to Josh Allen, per NFL 345, Josh Allen is the first player in NFL history with 4,500 passing yards, 35 or more touchdowns, and 5 or more rushing yards, or rushing TDs, rather, in a single season. Did you just hear what I said? I'm going to say that again. Josh Allen is the first player in NFL history, not Pat Mahomes, not Lamar Jackson, not Aaron Rodgers, not Brett Favre, not Jim Kelly, not John Elway, not Peyton Manning, not Tom Brady. Joshua Patrick Allen is the first player in NFL history with 4,500 or more passing yards, 35 or more touchdowns passing, 5 or more rushing touchdowns in a single season. His actual numbers, he was 396 of 592 for 69% completions. He finished the year at 60. He went from 58 completion percentage last year to 69% this year for 4,544 yards passing. Last year, he was around 2,900? 4,540 last year, doesn't matter. I'm going to stop giving you those stats. 69% this year, 4,544 yards, 37 passing touchdowns, of which Judge Mathis has to get a JA17 tattoo on his ass. We got receipts. 10 interceptions, 107 quarterback rating. 10 interceptions, by the way, and about 4 of them weren't even his fault. 107 quarterback rating, 421 rushing yards, 8 rushing touchdowns. MVP, MVP. I need Spence's like soundtrack or audio track. MVP, MVP. I should just hang up, or I should just stop the podcast right there, and we should grab the torches and pitchforks and like storm whatever castles that have to be stormed. The only reason Josh Allen does not win the MVP is because it's a popularity contest, and let's be honest, there's still carryover. People are still butthurt, upset, that one of the biggest busts in NFL history turned out to be the greatest NFL story possibly that has ever been written or is still being written and is taking over the NFL. The Cold Front Report had a graphic, and in that graphic was about Stephon Diggs, that he finished the season number one in NFL receptions with 127. He finished number one in receiving yards at 1535. What an amazing addition to this football team he has been. He is the first player in franchise history to do that. I think he might be the first player in franchise history to lead the league in receptions or lead the league in receiving yards. And he did them both. He did them both. Let's go ahead and jump over and look at some stats real quick from this football game. The Miami Dolphins, Tua Tagovailoa, was 35 of 58, which is a completion percentage around 60%, which for today's NFL isn't great. 361 yards. I don't know how that happened. I don't remember him throwing that many balls. I mean, he threw the ball 60 freaking times. That's an incredible number. He threw the ball 58 times. That's not a winning formula. But the Bills got up on him so fast, they basically abandoned the run altogether. One touchdown, three interceptions. That is a magical number. It's a magical number. Three interceptions. He came in with two. I was hoping for a fourth, and freaking Marlowe had it in his hands. Imagine like Tua coming. Imagine the bragging rights of, hey, your quarterback who like was super duper accurate, and all we heard about was like he's like NFL ready today, and like is almost at his ceiling as a rookie, and came into our game with two interceptions, tripled them in one football game against us. He went from 2 to 6. Well, he didn't go from 2 to 6. He went from 2 to 5. Call me. Look, I'm doing victory laps today. I don't know what you guys want from me. No, I'm not ashamed. I'm doing victory laps. That's what I'm doing. Lynn Bowden Jr. had a pass. I don't know who that. Oh, they. That's right. They ran that trick play, and it was completed for 32 yards. So good for Lynn Bowden. Don't know who you are, bro. Selvin Ahmed rushing 6 for 29, 4.8 average, one touchdown. Tua had 6 carries for 28 yards. Miles Gaskin 7 for 20, and then that Lynn Bowden guy. Devontae Parker was difficult. He caused us a little bit of trouble. Both Levi Wallace and Josh Norman. He was a little bit of a monster out there in that football game. Like, it was impressive to watch. That was probably one of the better games that I've seen Parker play against the Buffalo Bills. He seemed to have some chemistry with Tua. Sorry, I'm having a little bit of trouble on my desk here. He seemed to have some chemistry with Tua. He just seemed like he wanted to win that football game. He also basically became their only target. 7 receptions for 116 yards. Miles Gaskin, 4 for 57. Gesicki, 5 for 47. Lynn Bowden, 8 of 44. Isaiah Ford, 3 of 37. Malcolm Perry, 1 for 25. Smythe, 3 for 23. There was a bunch of guys in this thing. I don't really care. The Buffalo Bills, on the other hand. Josh Allen was 18 of 25 for 224 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. And what an interception that was. Wow. That was an incredible catch. An incredible catch by Jones. As soon as the replay happened, I was like, that's an interception. Like, it was impressive. I was upset when they got the red flag out as fast as they did. Barkley, 6 of 13, still under 50%. 164 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Antonio Williams. Is this going to be the Antonio Williams game? Do you remember that game where Antonio Williams finally played? Like, I have a feeling there's going to be a surge of Buffalo Bills underdog mentality and love for Antonio Williams coming, especially coming into this playoff game. I was impressed by the kid. He played with a lot of grit. He played with a lot of determination. He was able to find holes. He was able to blast, and he was able to smash skulls. And basically, he was determined, and he was not willing to go down easy. He also seemed like he had some speed, which is something we have a problem with Zach Moss and Devin Singletary. 12 carries, 63 yards, 2 touchdowns. Zach Moss, 3 for 8 yards. Devin Singletary, 3 for 7 yards. Josh Allen, 2 for 3 yards. Isaiah McKenzie, 2 for 0 yards. And then Matt Barkley, 3 for minus 3. I don't know how they got that number. Gabriel Davis receiving 2 receptions for 107 yards with 1 touchdown. Stephon Diggs, 7 for 76. John Brown, 4 of 72. It was so good to see John Brown back in the football game. Isaiah McKenzie, 6 for 65. He had himself a game, right? I don't know who came into this game with Isaiah McKenzie getting 3 touchdowns, but good on you if you did. Knox, 2 for 29. He had that one ball that was just led a little too far in front of him by Matt Barkley. Went off his fingertips. Antonio Williams, 1 for 20. Zach Moss, 1 for 13. Devin Singletary, 1 for 6. As far as the extended stats, the Dolphins had 454 yards in a football game where the Bills stomped them. Like, literally, the Bills put a 50 burger on them. 56 points, better than a 50 burger on them. Those yards, for me, mean nothing. The Bills had 455 yards, passing 384 to 377, rushing yards 70 to 78, yards per play 5.7 versus the Bills 7.1. First downs, the Dolphins beat us in first downs. It didn't really matter. I don't think there's anything necessarily here. The punts, the Dolphins punted 5 times, the Bills punted 4 times. Yada, yada, yada. So, yeah, as far as that stuff goes. So those are your stats as far as that football game. You know, it was nice to see John Brown. It was really, really nice to see John Brown. But he just, John Brown is like a warm blanket, right? There's just something about, like, he's a warm, cozy blanket. There's something about him being on the field, his smile, the way he carries himself. There's a very subtle, very calm confidence about him on the football field, and we are a better football team with him on the field. It was great to see John Brown back on the field. And when I go through, like, you know, this game, I already talked about the incredible pick by Jones. You know, there was the heart attack moment early when Taron Johnson tackled Milano. They were trying to tackle Gesicki, I think, and instead he tackles Milano and basically hurts both of them. That wasn't great. And I saw Twitter blow up with, get these guys out of this football game at that point in time. And it would have mattered. I mean, we would have secured the number 2 seed regardless if everybody came out. If the Bills basically just walked off the field and said, you win, we would have secured the number 2 seed. It looked like it was going to be a punt fest early, right? The offenses were struggling a little bit. The Miami defense was giving some interesting looks, and they were doing their best to confuse Josh at the line. And it was funny to listen to Trent Green, like, basically talk about, oh, there they are milling around the line, and, like, you don't know where it's coming from, and blah, 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 blah. And every single time they did it, like, they picked up all the rushers and the guys that dropped back. And then Josh struggled for a couple series with it, but at the end of it, he's like, I got you figured out. Like, this isn't a big deal. It was Allen over. It's funny. It's every week, right? This is what we see every single week. Every single week we see Josh Allen. If there is a defense and there's somebody that comes out and has, you know, what we would call a unique defensive mind and the ability to confuse Josh Allen, even if he does get confused early, it's just a matter of time before they're like, oh, I know what you're doing. This is it. And then he lights you up, and then you have no answer for him. And that's literally what happened in this football game. Do we want to talk about Corey Bohorquez for a minute? I feel like I'm the only Buffalo Bills fan, the only member of Bills Mafia who has a Bohorquez jersey. And you think to yourself, that's awesome, Joe. Like, you're like on the Boho train, like the Boho wagon, like Boho Mojo. The problem is I trashed Corey Bohorquez for a very, very long time. And I don't think that there's any chance that we will ever be friends. But Corey, it's not my fault. You weren't playing well. And it was incredibly frustrating. And as much as I didn't see your potential, and I'm not the only one, and Bills Mafia didn't see your potential, and a lot of the media members outside of Sal Capaccio did not see your potential, bro, you are playing lights out. You are on the path to being a Bills Mafia favorite at the rate you're going. And I just want to say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please just keep the Boho Mojo flowing. That punt, all those punts, like the one that went out of bounds at basically the half yard line, the bombs that you were kicking. I'm sorry, Corey. I want to be friends. I've got your jersey. I think I might be the only member of Bills Mafia that has your jersey. It's becoming a big thing on Twitter. We can be friends. You don't have to be mad at me. I'm sorry. Please accept my apology. I will not trash you ever again. Ever. Getting back to Josh Allen. Judging by the amount of hitches that he was taking, it was pretty obvious that I mean, the Bills only dressed 5 wide receivers and only 4 of them really played. Andre Roberts did not play. It was pretty obvious that the guys weren't getting open downfield. So it wasn't a matter of, like, they were doing some specific things that were, like, great against the Bills. It was like, oh, they've really got Josh Allen confused. It was more about the fact that guys just weren't getting open. But it's funny because as the season ebbs and flows, and they always do, and like, the team kind of takes on different faces and different moments, this one seems to sometimes take on the face of a team that, like, at first, like, will take a couple punches. It's like, no, punch me in the face. Like, let me see what you got. Like, give me a right hook. You know, give me a jab. Let me, and then basically once, that's all you've got. Oh, you're in trouble. And then they adjust and they literally just pound the person into the pavement. And we saw that happen again in this football game. Once the Bills kind of really figured out what the Dolphins were wanting to do, both on offense and defense, this game was over. Like, and it was over fast. The ball that Josh Allen threw to John Brown was gorgeous. And I already told you that, you know, John Brown being in the field is just a security blanket. It's just great. You know, Josh Allen, his stats in this football game. I gave it to you already, right? So I told you Josh Allen was 18 to 25 for 224, three touchdowns and an interception, right? He played well. Barkley finally goes into the game in the second half. And oh my gosh, Antonio Williams. We talked about him a little bit. I'm going to need to see more of Antonio Williams. And it's literally because I have very little confidence in our run game early. And that Antonio kid looks like he wants to blow people up. And it looks like he can. I'm not saying that Devin Singletary and Zach Moss don't want to blow people up. That's not what I'm telling you. I just don't know that they're capable. Antonio Williams looks like he's not only capable, or that not only looks like he wants to, he looks like he's capable. At the end of the day, this football game for me, it was a Dolphins team that they weren't playing like a team that looked like or wanted to win a football game or looked like they needed to win to make the playoffs. It was almost like, man, these guys are too tough for us. We can't keep up. I love the play from Josh Norman. Yes, he was aggressive. Yes, he was handsy. Yes, he got some penalties called on him. Some were good. Some were bad penalties. He made some good plays. He made some bad plays. He had that pick six, which was great. We already talked about Tua a little bit. At the end of all this, and I'm wrapping up, and I'm gonna get to the reading of the tweets, and you guys lit me up. This might take forever. I'm not sure that the Bills needed to play Josh Allen and like Stephon Diggs and their primary starters in this football game. I think the Buffalo Bills are better. Their backups are better than the Miami Dolphins. Better. And you should think so too, because at the end of the day, they are. They're just better. They're just a better football team. So those are all of my takes on this football game. What we're going to do now is we are going to get into the overreaction tweet bank brought to you by Ambit Design. Ambit Design, a huge fan of the Buffalo Bills, is focused on producing authentic branding and web design with the reliability and determination needed to get the job done. Don't stress out about your online presence. Go to ambitdesign.com and let Ambit help you get it done. Call my guy, Matt. Matt is the man. I appreciate Matt. Matt's a good dude. He's a friend of mine, and he is, as I always tell you, Bills Mafia. So let's jump right into this. Ladies and gentlemen, settle in. The tweet said, "How are you feeling, Bills Mafia? The Bills are 13-3, 6-0 in the division and headed to the first round of the playoffs after embarrassing the Miami Dolphins. Reading your tweets in the Overreaction podcast, and let's get into it." First things first, my girl T Estelle at TEESTELL, host of the Not Your Average podcast. "I'm just excited. We are rolling and I'm ready for whoever. Josh looks good and I'm comfortable. Glad to have John Brown back. Hey, who knew about the kid Williams plus for us?" Antonio Williams she's talking about. "Can we put a big bubble, please?" Can we be put in a big bubble, please? COVID stuff. Totally get it. P.S. Barkley showed up and gave Gabriel Davis. I'm in agreement. Like, Barkley, I've been told to shut up a couple times this season. Levi Wallace told me to shut up. Like, there's been a couple people. And Matt Barkley kind of told me to, as much as his completion percentage was under 50%, he hit a couple long balls. They were pretty passes. He kind of told me to shut up. Brian Koch at B-Koch 23. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being a part of the show. As always, every week, you've got a great take. "I'm feeling great. Have a friend who is a Colts fan and asked him if the Colts wanted to go to Buffalo. Quote unquote, if we win, is that why it happens? I don't want to see Buffalo at all, man. Josh Allen is freaking awesome," end quotes. And a follow-up text of, quote, "like really awesome." I'd love to hear it. Like, yeah, more of that, please. Quinn's Human at Dibs2K. "The four Super Bowls coincided with my last 2 years of high school." Me too, bro. "And the first two of my college career." That's literally my story. We're the same age. "It was truly a magical time to be alive. I'm 46 now. I'm telling you, they're giving me awful familiar feelings, and I'm loving every minute of it. When I tell you that the last time the Bills were 13-3 was 1991, bro, what does that tell you, right?" Sir Daryl at Blessed NMW. "Welcome into the show. Thank you for being a part. An absolute team effort from first round draft picks to practice squad players, contributing to a blowout of the NFL number one defense. This team is a Super Bowl contender. Josh should be MVP, and we're only going to get better under this leadership. What a time for this organization, and hashtag Bills Mafia. Bro, right there with you. My dude, Dave Thorpe, at SaxaDave from across the pond. I don't do illegal substances, some U.S. legal ones either, but surely they can't be this good. Breaking records and destroying opponents doesn't get much better. After 3 weeks of stress-free football, it's time for the playoffs. We'll fear no one, and teams will be praying to avoid us. He continues, P.S., I can't believe I didn't call a kick return and defensive touchdowns. So just so you guys know, in the preview show, in the Bills Mafia Time to Shine, also brought to you by Ambit Design, Dave Thorpe, a couple different times, has predicted defensive touchdowns and special teams touchdowns, and one time predicted one of each. Well, that actually happened on the week that he didn't predict it, which is funny. The one week we get both, I just babble nonsense. Added bonus, that boho punt to the inside one. Might need that Chinese jersey site. Dude, I can get it for you, bro. Can I just, like, I love the fact. Love the fact that, like, one of the biggest members of Bill's Mafia and one of the biggest contributors and fans of my show is from Britain. Like, I just love it, dude. Like, it's amazing. So, Chris Frampton. At C_F. You called it, run the mother effing table. And I did. So for those of you that have not been paying attention to this show, I literally said weeks ago, I don't remember how many, it was a long time ago, I think it was coming out of the bye, after the Cardinals game, the Bills are going to run the table. Like, they have a very good chance of running the table. What did I tell you? Here we are. The Bills run the table. I have no doubts, no matter who we play next week, I think they finally listened and just threw the ball, ran when they wanted to, quote unquote needed. This whole team is firing on all cylinders. Hashtag who's next. Hashtag go Bills. Hashtag Josh Allen for the MVP. Kathleen, welcome into the show. So good to have you. At Kathleen Velas, V-E-L-A-S 11. Excited for the fans who will be able to attend the game at Bills Stadium. Kathleen, I'm one of them. I'll be there with my guy Jay Spence. I have a good feeling about this. Kathleen, I do too. It feels really good. And I think that's part of the reason that they buried us. There's a good chance that the NFL knows that we're going to thump the Colts. And they don't want that. They don't want a stinker in primetime. Apex 00, welcome into the show at Apex 006. Words cannot express my joy. 13-3 and peaking at the right time. Bring on everyone in the playoffs. Fire emoji. Oh, by the way, Dane Jackson needs to be on the playoff roster. Dane Jackson, we didn't even talk about him. The kid just makes plays. I don't know how many times on this show I have said he flashes on the screen and he makes plays. Dane Jackson is a football player. Like, the kid can play football and he fits in this scheme well. Jose whoever, my brother from another mother, at Jose_whosoever. A lot of the Twitter Bills Mafia were feeling bad about how bad the Bills destroying the Finns. It was funny. Yes, dude. Like, literally, I saw that too. People were like, man, I kind of feel bad for the Dolphins. I was like, I don't feel bad for the Dolphins at all. And he says, I freaking loved it. Capital letters. We've come a long way and we've earned this chip on our shoulder. Hashtag squish the fish. Hashtag sweep. Will Fox went nuts on my timeline here. So at Bills win 716. I don't know if I'll get them all in, Will, but I hope I do. He says, the Antonio Williams crush is real. He says, I would do bad things to be able to meet Miami in the playoffs, which we won't. He said, Interception City. I don't know what that one means. I mean, I know what it means, but I don't know why he sent it to me after the game. He said, I get chills thinking about seeing Allen, Diggs, Brown, Beasley, Davis, and Singletary, Moss, Stills, and Knox on the field in the playoffs at home in Buffalo. The problem is the one guy missing from this whole thing is Isaiah McKenzie. So it's going to, who had, you know, he was basically the player of this football game, in my opinion. Connor Dickinson, at Connor_Dickinson, outclassed, taken to the woodshed, all the synonyms for a complete and total dismantling of an NFL team. Miami isn't in our weight class. It's true. Our backups crushed them. Josh has done enough to earn an MVP. A lot of hardware coming to Buffalo, but hopefully the Lombardi above all else. And that is the absolute truth. You know what? MVPs aside, coach of the years aside, offensive players of the year, defensive players of the year, who gives a crap? Bring me the trophy. Bring me the silver trophy and those hats that say world champions. Why Bills banter 13-3 at Banter_Bills. I love this team. Simple as that. Now bring on the playoffs. I'm with you, bro. I'm totally with you. Zach Vaughn at ZVaughn 2712. Bills just put the league on notice. Bro, they've been putting the league on notice for a month. It doesn't matter who they face. They'll beat them up just the same. Hashtag Bills Mafia. Hashtag go Bills. Hashtag Bills by a billion. Hashtag championship caliber. I'm running out of breath and my mouth is getting dry. There's so many of these things. SportsFan 723 at Bills Ride or Die. Go Bills. 13-3 and the number two seed. Colts or Fins next week. It's the Colts. Who cares? This team is primed for a deep playoff run. Don't forget Bills Mafia in the stands next week. I'm one of them. Me, not sports fan. Enjoy the game with Jay Spence the King. Should be a good time for you both. Me and my bestie going to have some fun. We're going to have some fun. Richard Rush at Richard R. Rush, too. My guy, Richard Rush. Very good friend of mine. Big fan of the show. Big fan of the Hump Day Hotline. Wow, just wow. Where to begin? Allen now owning the single season TD and passing records. Diggs crushing molds, receiving yards, and receptions record. Bass setting the Bills scoring record. We didn't even talk about that one on the show. We didn't talk about the fact that Tyler Bass scored. The Buffalo Bills scored over 500 points this season. And Tyler Bass is now the all-time team point scorer for a single season. First time ever undefeated in the East. What a freaking season. Can we just stop for a minute and talk about this stuff or just like take it in? I've been talking about it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Like, how do you just soak this in? I'm not even sure that we understand what we've watched this year. It's been crazy. Crazy. First time ever undefeated in the East, ever. What a great time to be a Bills fan. And I haven't even mentioned the beatdown of the Fins. And here we are just getting started. If that doesn't give you goosebumps, Bills Mafia, I don't know what does. Man. My guy Liam P. at Liam or Sum. Make a super team and bring them to Buffalo. We, period. Will, period. Beat, period. Them, period. This is the hottest team in the league, and it's a fun time to be alive. He's got a picture in here. He's got a meme. He's got Marv Levy on it. It says, where would you rather be than right here, right now? Marv Levy. I should have ended the show with that one. But, alas, I've got more. 24-7 Bills, 13-3 at All Day Buffalo. Best team in the league. Big dubs. Go Bills. It's that simple. That's all they said. XZ. Karen, welcome to the show, Karen, at BillsFan623. I said it before, it feels like the early 90s again, only somehow better. This team is special. I'll give you the Spanish version, El Special, because it's true. Dave Boyle at Dave Boyle Third. I haven't been watching as long as everyone else, only been a fan since 2004. I've seen a lot of letdowns and gone through a lot of false hope year after year. This year is such a different vibe. They are dominating teams, and they look good, and I'm loving it. Hashtag Bills Mafia. YPA Bills Backers at PA Bills Backers. Welcome to the show, PA Bills Backers. Why don't you guys send me a shirt? Follow me. I'll follow you back. I'll get you my address. Send me a shirt. I'd love a PA shirt. My brother lives in Pittsburgh. A diehard Eagles friend of mine said the Bills season is giving him the same vibes as when the Eagles won it all a few years ago. Rut row. That's nice. I like that. From a team that's been there. That one guy, Michael at Burkhart Law 97. Bills fans for life here, or Bills fan for life here. This team is so exciting. Allen, Diggs, and the rest are as good on offense as they are in the league. And the defense started slowly but played very, very well the last 3 weeks or so. Agreed. Playoff win 2-3-4. So excited. He didn't put four, but I did. Four being the Super Bowl. So exciting. Amy, welcome to the show, Amy, at Amy, their sister, A-M-Y-T-H-E-R-E, sister. I'm feeling, and she's got a picture of Lucille Ball pouring champagne into a champagne glass. I got three more for you, maybe four. Mikey G, at Mikey G 417. Wouldn't it be fun if we make it to the Super Bowl and face Brady and the Bucks? You know what? There's been a lot of conversation in my life about seeing Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa for the Super Bowl, Josh Allen facing him. So, sight of the Buffalo Bills' first Super Bowl. I was on the Pat Moran show several months ago, and we talked about this very thing, as Pat Moran now lives in Tampa. And basically, I said that if the Buffalo Bills go to Tampa Bay for the Super Bowl and play against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Bucs, and the Bills win, the city of Buffalo is going to burn. And then I said, if the Buffalo Bills go to Tampa to play Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the Super Bowl, and Tom Brady, the Buccaneers, beat the Buffalo Bills in the city of the very first Super Bowl loss for the Buffalo Bills, Super Bowl 25, the city of Buffalo is going to burn. I only like one of those outcomes. So I'm not going to speak into it, but I would prefer that the Buffalo Bills go to Tampa and win. I don't care who it's against. It would be more savory, if you will, if it was against Tom Brady. But yeah, I'm not going to be, what's the word? Just give me the Super Bowl. I think the Bills could beat any NFC team. I can't read this. Pepino Guapo underscore 702 at Pepino Guapo. I think I got that right. Fair to say we are definitely Super Bowl contenders, and we will be facing the Chiefs for the right to represent the AFC East. And then my guy, Brian Anthony. I don't know which one of these is first. Okay, here we go, he says. Brian Bowers. Okay, here we go, voice. He calls me the voice, by the way. Voice, I'm getting a little tired of being right about this team. Oh, wait, no, I'm not. I said, if the Bills played their starters, we would beat this Dolphins team. What I failed to mention was if the Bills played their backups as well, we would destroy them. Man, if we're not the best team in the league, I don't know who is, because it's not the Chiefs. That's right, I said it. There is no reason this team shouldn't represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. National media, you awake now? They're clearly not. They gave us 1 o'clock, Brian, on Saturday. P.S. I don't know who Nick Wright is. You know what? Nick Wright doesn't know who Nick Wright is either, bro. I'm just going to say it. Like, the dude doesn't know who he is. The last one that I got for you, I need to just keep, this is from Bills Media 716, and his handle is at Media 716. He likes to DM me, which is fun. I think it's because he's worried about the character count. I need to just keep saying that I felt we played our most complete game every week so that we can keep taking steps forward. 56 points on the top three defense, number one. With the backups in at halftime, McKenzie alone almost outscored the Dolphins. Antonio Williams was running like a freight train, which was definitely exciting to watch. And Tua not having fits to bail him out so that the overconfident Dolphins fans could watch him fold with their season on the line was very enjoyable. This team is balling at every aspect. Let's keep it rolling. Thank you for the great podcast to listen to after every game. I started listening this season, and I'm going to continue from now on. Great listen. Thank you, Joe. Bro, thank you. I appreciate it. Like, more than you could possibly imagine. It's an honor and a privilege just to do this thing. I got one more for you. Ethan A. Twitty is what it's called, and his handle is at Twitty underscore A. Joe, I'm on top of the world. Putting up 28 in the first half with the starters and 28 in the second half with the backups, all against the number one scoring defense. Bills finished 13-3, better than my record prediction of 12-4, and swept the division, better than my prediction of 5-1. Josh got the season passing yards record, and then some. Bring on the Indianapolis Colts. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Overreaction Tweet Bank, brought to you by Ambit Design. And you have been listening to the Overreaction Sports Podcast, brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joe Miller. You can find me on Twitter at Joe Miller Wired. And who is the Market Dominator, you might ask? Well, the Market Dominator is my friend, my very good friend, John Spaszczyk, and his team. And they are brokers over at Keller Williams Realty. Keller Williams is the number one, the largest real estate company in the world. And John is consistently ranked in the top realtors of Western New York. He opens doors through exceptional client care and education. If you are looking to buy a house, if you're looking to sell a house, don't do it alone, especially in New York State. If you're in another state, John and his team can help you. So reach out to John. You can contact him. His cell phone, his direct number, 716-570-3298. The number again, 716-570-3298. You can also reach him via email, yourelitebroker@gmail.com. You can also find him on Twitter at yourelitebroker. And John, oh, by the way, is Bills Mafia, as I always tell you. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the Overreaction Sports Podcast, and I'm just thankful. Whether you are a first-time listener or a long-time listener or a listener in between, it's just an honor and a privilege to get to do this every single week, and what a season it has been. I'm excited, and I said this to Jay Spence. I'm going to the football game. I'm going to the Bills playoff game, and when I asked Jay Spence to go, I said, we started this thing together, meaning this year. Let's finish this thing together. I'm excited that Jay Spence is coming with the game. Bro, I love you. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to see you this week. I can't wait to go to this football game with you. I can't wait to get to spend time with you. It's going to be a blast. Look for me this week. I got a bunch of stuff coming up. So this week, podcast and content-wise, what do I got? I've got the Off Tackle with John Fina show coming up. There's a chance that I might be on the Bills guys tomorrow, or I should say today, Monday, with Tilt Money. I got the Humpty Hotline on Wednesday. Obviously, the preview show next week, which will come out on Friday, Saturday. There's a good chance that there might be some special stuff, some special content coming out between myself and Spence or with myself and Spence. Good Lord. This football team's keeping me busy. But regardless, I love it. You love it. We love it. Let's all love it together. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. As always, go Bills.
Yeah, it's another day, but what kind of day is it really? A day of doom scrolling? Laundry day? Nah, it's a White Claw day. Light and refreshing tasting, uniquely cold way filtered. There's an iconic flavor for everyone. So grab a pack, grab your friends. Make the most of each day with those who matter most. When you're together with White Claw, every day is a once in a lifetime experience. You just gotta grab it. White Claw. Grab life by the claw. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw seltzer works Chicago, Illinois.
Making your cat happy is a number one priority. Priority number two is keeping a clean litter box. Fresh Step Outstretch Litter helps you do both. Fresh Step Outstretch Litter traps waste at the surface with less crumbles and absorbs more waste and odor compared to Fresh Step Multicat. Find Fresh Step Outstretch Litter at a store near you today. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Certain trademarks used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit HighFiveCasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.